All right, folks, we're back. And it is Tuesday. Glad to be back here in the studios again today. Folks, this is your host. Who? It's Radio Strongman, Kim Wade. I am coming to you alive from WYAB 103.9 FM. Well, my voice holds out, and I think it's okay right now. Let's see how it goes. Going to be inviting your participation in the Marketplace of Ideals. The number is 601-879-0002, brought to you by our good friends over Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutters. And they still want you to monitor House Bill 1408. This is the bill that would prevent you from getting the benefit of your contractor when negotiating insurance claims. So that's not good for the consumer, in my estimation. I had not heard a good reason for it, other than, hey, it's going to serve one party to the contract more than the other. And that party have deep pockets down at the state capitol. So just keep your eye on that. And I've been hearing rumors that there's, I don't know, going to be a special session for a proposed casino on the One Lake project. I don't know. They say the Boss Hog from Yazoo has put his hand on the shoulders of the legislature and say, the hog wants this. So what the hog wants, the hog gets. The name Barber carries a lot of weight in Mississippi and across the country, actually. For good or bad, it does. It is what it is. He has paid the cost to be the boss. I remember when he was running against Thad, was it back in early 80s, I guess. I think he was a young chairman of the party here in Mississippi. I don't know what the hell he was. I know he ran against Thad Cochran, and I remember that campaign. But anyway, that's proposed a casino here on the One Lake. I didn't think the One Lake project was out of the clear yet. I know there's still a lot of opposition from different communities up and down the Pearl River, but, you know, hey, I'm all for it. I mean, you know, if it rains hard enough anywhere, it's going to flood. Okay. It doesn't make a difference. You know, well, people downstream says, well, that's easy for you to say. We don't want to up our odds of getting flooded out. Folks, you downstream, you can trust the people in Jackson to look out for the water. Okay. We're going to put our top crack engineer on the case, Kenneth I. Stokes. Okay. You saw what he did for Grand Gulf. Has it blown up? No. No, I'm just kidding. But the city of Jackson lost this last white engineer. So now we're running on fumes, folks. White boy Bob, literally his name is Bob. Bob Lee has left. White boy Bob has left the room. He's left the hotel. He's out of here. He's seeking greener pasture somewhere. So we're left to figure it out on our own. And I'm sucking my teeth. But there is a ray of hope, folks. We are going to talk about the bridge collapse up there in Baltimore. That is significant. There's a lot to talk about in that regard. I guess I should go ahead on the start out with that because that is the national story. I don't know if you saw the video. It's on Jackson Jambalaya of the bridge being hit by this tanker. Dude. This bridge was targeted. And I would remind our listeners, a couple years ago, China was disabling American naval ships in the South China Sea somewhere. I believe it was the South China Sea. Or maybe it was near the Philippines, which may be part of the South China Sea. I don't. My geographics is not as good in my head as it is if I'm looking at it. But, you know, they were shutting down naval ships. I mean, they would just go completely dead. And this is what happened here. Folks, I don't know why this criminal enterprise we call the Biden administration and these corrupt men and women in the military at the top, from the Joint Chief of Staff down to the first set of generals, just, you know, I would say 8 out of 10 of them ain't worth a crap. openly hostile against the interests of America, against the interests of what's right. I don't know why the rank and file don't pull a Colonel Gaddafi on some of these SOBs. I think we'll find out something during Trump's presidency, which I believe the military is going to turn on Trump, the holdovers from General Miley and the others. But going back to the bridge, yeah, remember China was disabling these ships and they had to be towed back to port. And if you're watching this video, man, you're talking about a mile and a half bridge collapsing when one pier is hit. No, and then America, this government, this criminal enterprise is all over the world messing with people. There's, you know, as I've told you about the little migrants from South America, from the cocaine growing areas of South America. America's been down there spraying their crops, their food crops, driving them off the land, driving them up here. Nobody's going to walk all the way from South America up here unless they're hungry and have no other choices. But America's been doing this all over the world. Elijah Muhammad, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, would call the American government the skunk of the planet Earth, leaving its stench everywhere it goes. And now America's up there provoking Russia with the bombing of that theater. Folks, that wasn't ISIS. ISIS was created by Obama administration. It is awesome. And this is what I'm sure Trump experienced, and much to his surprise and chagrin, how few Americans there were throughout this government that actually was willing to stand for what was right and stand for the oath of office that they took. And this is why I say, and I believe, that we're down to the remnant, that only God can strengthen the hand of those of us who remain stout and willing to put it all on the line, peel some caps back, take some lives, give some lives, whatever it's going to take. But the General Miley's and the Mattis and the Chris Ray's and all these SOBs, after they've experienced the best that America has to offer and they're selling us out for pennies on the dollar, well, I think Russia has been provoked, continuously being provoked, by this, what's the woman named Newland that recently retired on her way out? She said, oh, by the way, there's going to be an attack on one of Russia's theaters in the next couple of weeks. Come on, man. See, this is what I keep saying, and this is a life experience that I've lived and come to realize and I hold as the truth. When you contemptuously disrespect people, treat them like they're nothing, they're crap, that you're the baddest Iron Chest Charlie on the block, somebody's going to try you. Goliath had that same attitude. I'm the Suge Knight of my era. I'm 8-9 feet tall. I'm Kimbo Slice. And David came up there with that, hey, dog, I don't care. You got to go. And there are enemies of America has that same attitude. I don't wish this on America. But, folks, that's a significant port that's being shut down up there. And these linchpin points of our economy, they're going to be attacked. And this is why I keep saying, I wonder how all those FBI and ATF and Homeland Security folks up there in the D.C. area who travel that bridge, did they call you in and give you the contingency plan on how they're going to separate you out from the commoners and how your life and family won't be disrupted by this bridge being out? No. You're going to suffer the same inconvenience as everybody else. And I'm telling you, that scenario is going to play out time and time again. So all you folks who carry guns for this government, I'm just telling you, it's all giggles and grin now because you got the prestige and the badge and the paycheck. But But there's going to come a time when you're going to be just like everybody else. And people aren't going to want you in their foxhole. My personal suggestion and my humble suggestion, get on the side of what's right. Now, you don't have to. Because America is being pushed towards collapse whether you want to or not. And remember, your secret sauce has been Americans' willingness to go quietly in the night when you slapped on handcuffs on them, when you're kicking the doors in. So the rule of law protects you more than it protects me. But you're just the last one to realize that. But anyway, that's, again, I just remind the listeners to go back a couple of years ago about the naval ships that were being disabled over there in the South China Sea. And it was theorized that the Chinese was using some kind of high-frequency new technology to target the ships with some type of laser or whatever it was that was shutting down all electronics. This is why all you folks who carry the badge and you depend on all that electronic gear, yeah, it's good when you're going after cartel members and P. Diddy and Kim Wade and all that. Yep. But when you're going after somebody who don't want to be God. And see, America's going to be a jump ball once they see Lady Liberty staggering and about to tumble. Everybody's going to be grabbing for her to bring her down. And then after that, it's going to be every man for himself and God for us all. But I, for one, I'm going to remember you, you gun-toters for this badge. I mean, for this government. I'm going to remember y'all. I remember what you did to us. I remember how you wouldn't stand with us. You knew right from wrong. You were an Eagle Scout before you became chief of the ATF. You were an Eagle Scout before you became FBI special agent in charge of this, that, and the other. You made all those pledges. You lived your life exemplary. But you fumbled at the finish line. It's not going to be good, Hoss. The only people playing are the people who won't open their eyes. And everything's going to be fine until it's not. And once it's broken, once the supply chain's broken, all the prepping in the world is going to be pretty much meaningless if you don't have a network. Because you can't stay up 24 hours a day watching your stuff. And that's when the Christian patriots and rednecks, their value is going to be made manifest to all the haters, all the people who talked about the evil white man, the evil soldier, the evil capitalist, the evil farmer. You thought it was all a game because your EBT card was clearing and Kroger shelves still had meat on the shelves. And now you got to depend on your own. There's going to be a purge. A lot of getting even, a lot of scores going to get settled, a lot of caps going to get peeled back, a lot of folks going to be found in shallow graves, bodies rotting out in the fields, caught slipping, getting in their car. Many of you politicians, your door's going to get kicked in because we know you stole the money. We know you got cash at your house. And then if you don't have cash at your house, you still going to get tortured because people think you got cash at your house. But remember, you were all giggles and grins. And all we asked was to be left alone and beg that you not destroy our country and our way of life. But you had a better idea. You want to cut some corners. You wanted a fistful of dollars. You wanted to be important. In every revolution, every rise of every dictator has always resulted in the folks who helped usher in the dictator being destroyed, being killed, being lined up against the wall and executed. Our number 601-879-0002. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back. Hey, you know what? I'm getting ready to do an ad for My Pierre Consultants, and I'm thinking maybe I need to get them over there, clean out my ducks, because I don't know why. I thought it was allergy. I don't know what it is. Donut Head said, I'm dying from the vaccines. Screw you, Donut Head. Liar. But anyway, I want to remind you, My Pierre Consultants would like to invite you. If you're having problems with respiratory issues like the strong man, you might want to call My Pierre Consultants at 939-7420, because mold and mildew and fungi can grow in your ductwork, and over time it can just reach critical mass, and you get the symptoms that you hear Radio Strongman here with the raspy voice. And you need something going to have to be did. So we're going to have to eliminate that possibility. So if you want more information, go to mypureairconsultants.com, and you too can eliminate the possibility that your air ducts are causing you the problem. So let us see if that is the case. mypureairconsultants.com. Let's go to Mobile Bob. Hey, man.
Hey, Ken.
What's up, brother?
Hey, so you suppose that Trump daddy made mad among the Illuminati for them to take him out?
Who, P?
Like that.
You mean P. P Diddy, you mean?
Yeah, P. Diddy. Because, meanwhile, if you're going to, the Justice Department going to start enforcing the law, we know that's not the case. So why go after him and leave Bill Gates and all the rest of them alone? So apparently, but he made somebody and hire us mad, and that's why they tried to bring him down.
Well,
Sam Zorn saying he's the fall guy for right now for the powers that be in their sex trafficking ring. I guess that could be the case.
Well, you know, that's one of the reasons why I never took the bag. I never sold out. And because one thing that I've noticed about these people, they kill babies. If they kill babies, their word is not worth anything. That's the same way the woman. If a woman's willing to kill a baby, she will lie. I'm not talking about those women who have had abortions, who have repented and moved on with their lives. I'm talking about the ones who just constantly having them. If they'll do that, I ain't trying to hear no Proverbs 31 woman to mess out of you, but that's another show. But no, P. Diddy, like Jeff Epstein, no matter how high you get, see, they'll have you rolling along thinking you got a little power, a little pull, a little push. And then when it's time to pull your car, they'll pull your car. The best thing to do is just roll with righteousness. Do the right thing. Let God protect you. He won't do you like these folks are doing, Diddy. But Diddy brought it on himself, too. You know?
Well, he definitely had his plan, at least a part of his plan anyway. I guess they surprised him. Otherwise, I don't think he would have left his kids if they didn't somewhat surprise him.
Yeah.
But he definitely had a plan on how he was going to get away so he wasn't going to get he don't get Epstein'd. He actually goes to prison. Yeah. I see what they're trying to implicate Cuba Gooding Jr. too in some of this. It's when charges or allegations made towards him as well.
Right.
In all of it.
Oh, they're going to drag every – I mean, all of Black Hollywood's going down. They're going to be singing. Tommy Couch, you need to go to Hollywood, man. You're talking about getting some blues records out, some folks. They're going to be a whole – they're going to go from rappers to B.B. Kings. But no –
what was up?
Huh?
Oh, sorry, man.
No, go ahead. What was up with what?
What was up with Cat Williams and the man, I was like, he had divine knowledge. And he just, it could have been maybe 6 months he was talking about this and the people, and here we are.
Brother, 2024 is the year of the mirror. Everybody, even the strong man, even Mobile Bob, if you shucking and jiving, if you ain't about that life you talk about, it's going to be made manifest. The Quran talks about the manifestation of defect, of error, and that's what we're seeing here. And nobody's immune for it, from it. And this is why I keep trying to tell Black folks, we're going to be destroyed as a collective. There's going to still be a sprinkling of Black folks around to help people get their color TV focused in and all that kind of stuff. But for the most part, the Black community is going to be eradicated. There's no need for what we're putting down and what we're offering. And we walked right in and we walked away from the blessings of God, who through our prayers, as a result of our prayers, rather, gave us a Dr. King who brought forth a message that got Pharaoh to release his foot off our neck. And then the first thing we did when we got the foot off, went back up under Pharaoh. Oh no, bro, this is not going to end well for us.
Yeah, back into the Democrat plantation, yeah. And that's what we're seeing. They're a fearful taskmaster. But yeah, it's just amazing all that's getting revealed among the, again, like you said, Black Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Now, Hollywood period is bad, and it's a cesspool of debauchery. But, and like you said, Black Hollywood just leaped right on into it. Whatever makes you the quick, buck.
They're bad.
That's what they went after. Of course, the gays in Hollywood just, they're ruining everything. But Hollywood just being obliterated by the homosexual lifestyle. Now, it's just, they're just becoming so overt with it. And it's like, as we're seeing, they insist on infesting and like it's spreading like a cancer throughout all of Hollywood.
Well, what we're seeing with Cat Williams, what you said about him being having predicted all this, you don't need a crystal ball if you understand evil, if you understand right and wrong, if you understand the role of Satan in the world, then all you're looking at different players of Satan, timeless play that he's had going on since the fall. And this is why you can call these things out and not worry about being contradicted. This is why when I keep telling the Black community, you can't be pushing people in front of trains. You can't be knocking people out, cold cocking folks, calling everybody a racist, getting in positions of power, doing everything that you complain was done to us as a people, doing it to others, and then think you've walked away from the spiritual principles that gave us the strength. And they don't even, and our religious leadership won't even, they're silent.
No, they won't. No, it won't. When I first saw Cat Williams way back when, I thought he was gay. You know, he's not the most masculine man in the world.
No,
but no, dude, you know, it just go to show you. You don't have to be the most masculine because you're not the most masculine man in the world. Doesn't have to make you gay.
Right.
But what they want to do with the kids now, they didn't even show a glimpse of femininity. They want to just make them tell, boy, you must be a gay. And steal and ruin them into that lifestyle. That's what they're trying to do. If somebody had got to Cat Williams back when he was a kid, who knows what they would have done to him? Fortunately, that kind of crap wasn't going on back then.
Right.
The way it is now. That's why they try to recruit and groom all these kids as early and early age as they can get. Because no, they don't groom early. There may be a chance that they'll get back on the right path. They will get, most of them will get back on the right path again. And that's not what they want. One more thing they show you how good a man Donald Trump has been.
Mm-hmm.
If Donald Trump was as bad as all these folks said, it would be just as easy to bring him down as it was P. Diddy, or if they could do Biden or anybody else.
That's
an entity like the United States government, FBI, CIA, really trying to find dirt on you, and they can't. That's just beyond belief.
That's right.
It's just Donald Trump. Like, it's not natural. It is supernatural.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. He has been assigned to such a time as this in this country's history. This is why I just scratch my head at people like Bob or Mike. Bro, you got all this spiritual training, and you can't see what Mobile Bob just pointed out. If that would at least give you pause, well, let me just chill out and watch what's going to happen. No, you got to be all vocal like a drum major out there beating the drum and throwing your baton up in the air. Bro, you're on the wrong side of this. But not just him. And as you pointed out, they found all this on Diddy. They can find all this on Kim. They can find this on everybody else. But this man who they want, they got the lie. They got to get a special prosecutor who's not even authorized by law to do what he's doing to come after the man. When they couldn't find of the 50-something, or however many special prosecutors, I think there's 90, I mean, not attorney generals they have in the country. They couldn't get one of the 90 to go out and do it. I'm saying, dude, y'all need to, it's kind of like Pharaoh with the locusts and everything. No, Lord, I don't believe you. You ain't got that kind of juice.
Bill Maher said on his show, Trump is the luckiest person. Luck, dude, really? You think this is luck? You see this with Trump, and you think it's luck. Well, he's not believing in God, so I guess he got no other choice. But the thing is luck.
Uh-huh.
Dude, what more proof do you need? I happen to hear, like you said, about this bridge being here.
Yeah.
And I've seen the video. I mean, it looks like the ship was, after it lost power, which just steered right into that that column, that support.
Like it was being driven by something else, you know, like it was under some other steering capabilities. But again, America's all around the world messing with everybody else, destroying everybody else's country and lives. I'm sad to say, look like the chickens I have come home to roost. Sadly,
I wouldn't be surprised if it could be a retaliation, maybe a Putin. Like you said, I'm thinking the United States getting in my business, take that.
Yeah,
but who knows?
They have their ways. All right, brother, appreciate it.
All right, man.
Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back. Hey, and the hotline number is brought to you by our good friends over Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutters. If you experience any wind damage or damage to your roof or siding of your home, windows, gutters, etc., you need to call our good friends over there at 601-326-2755. And that wind was howling last night. Man, it got pretty high. Power went off a couple times. It was off this morning. Thank goodness to the energy engineers for out there working through the storm, getting us back up and running in record time. So hat tip to them. You know, I was not always a big fan of energy. Primarily, I felt earlier on, 20-something years ago, I felt like we were being gouged by the monopoly that they had. And I got educated down through the years, and I'm really appreciative of what they do over there. And for the, in my estimation now, I know my friend Chip would disagree, but in my estimation, for the amount of power that they have given to them by the legislature is provide power to the ratepayers, they've been pretty good stewards of that power. And they could certainly abuse it if they wanted to, certainly on the lobbying side of things. But I really, when they wanted to be able to raise their rates, for instance, if they had to build another Grand Gulf that they could charge as the project went along for the cost of building it. And that's what they did over in Kemper County with the Southern Power. And, you know, on both sides of the issue, you can make arguments for why or why not to do it. But at the end of the day, when your power's turned back on, you are, or at least I am, happy and grateful. So hat tip to the crew over there and to the leadership over there for holding it steady down through the years. They have, I think, held up their side of the bargain to make sure that they are able to provide power. I think they're being misled by the green energy thing, and that's coming down out of the federal government, but putting all those solar panels, you know, all the solar panels they're putting up and down Williams Road and everywhere else throughout Mississippi, all that's fine and good until you have a hailstorm. Then you're standing around looking crazy, talking about, well, ain't going to be a minute before y'all can turn that air on. No, you should have never tore down Rex Brown. You should have left it there as a backup. You know, energy was doing pretty good with their own planning for the future before all the green folks got involved. And to be honest with you, I think once they put Ben Jealous, former head of the NAACP, over to Sierra Club, I knew the whole green thing was a crap. I mean, it's crap. Once you put Negroes like that over it, man, get a key to the rabbit, because we ain't going to ever get out of this maze. But anyway, I digress. We were talking about the shipwreck, the ship hitting the bridge up there. Folks, this is going to be a tumultuous year, you know, on so many different levels. You got the insurance industry out in California basically taking every opportunity not to renew policies because they're afraid of the riots that's going to ensue after the election, regardless of who wins. Well, no, actually, if Trump wins. Because if Biden were to pull it off again with another stolen election, it's not going to be any riot. It wasn't any riots the last time. So they're cutting their exposure as quick as they can. And I'd imagine quietly that's going to be done across the country, which is what I've been trying to tell the black community. This stuff is not cute, what we're doing. We're always going to the wall on behalf of some crackhead or criminal who, if they didn't do what they got deleted for, they were guilty of a whole lot of crap prior to. Kim, see, there you go. Whatever, brother. You know as well as I do. So at the end of the day, you're seeing all these businesses close down, even the ones that are making a profit, eking out a profit, if you will, in some of these marginalized communities, as they like to call themselves, at-risk communities, yada, yada, yada. They're getting out ahead of the rush. They're getting out ahead because their CLUE report is showing that there's danger, Will Robinson, danger to be in this area, which is what I have been proposing from a political standpoint, as you hear me talk about a possible run for any type of elected office. And that is, folks, we need to change the brand. The black community doesn't want to do it. We're under this delusion that there's nothing wrong with us, that in fact that it's the world that something's wrong with. The world just don't like black people. No, world don't like black people who act like damn fools. They don't like fools who act like fools. They don't like Chinese people who act like fools or any other group. Just plug in a name. But because we have been under the influence of demonic forces out of the Democrat Party, we think our stuff don't stink. We think that because we were once slaves and put upon, that we got a right to act the damn fool. I don't agree with that. And obviously the world is saying the same thing. So as we see all our businesses closing down, you're seeing the tax base dwindle away, and then you still want to run around here talking that black pride. We got our own water system. Yeah, it's a puddle with sewage in it. No, we're not going to do that. And that's why I said, I believe that I'm the last exit to keep that from going from, to keep total collapse from happening to Jackson. Because I promise you, God is my witness and you have my word. This predatory set-aside programs they've been doing with these minority contractors, it will not continue in a Kim Wade administration. I promise you that. I promise you that. What we have with this Richardson contract is the mayor using his law degree and his friends in law to screw over the people that him and his friend, Hoodoo, Hondo, or whatever. Remember, like I told you, remember they used to walk around with all the red, black, and green crap on, holding their little weekly meetings, brother, man, and they watching these people getting screwed out of their city services while they're in charge. Brother, I can read these folks to the ground, man. I promise you, we ain't going to do that. I don't give a damn about, I don't care about Richardson making some money. He got to get out here and scramble like everybody else. He can make it the old-fashioned way, go in and put a bid in. Get your weight up. You got all these powerful friends. Tell them to put some of their money up. You know why they can't put their money up, bro? Because most of the money they got has been stolen. They can't let nobody know they got it. Do you see the double-edged sword that the black community is suffering under right now? That many of the blacks who have money can't spend the money because the money, they can't let nobody know they got it or how they got it. This is what the white man used over in Africa to subjugate all those African countries that they call themselves allowing to be liberated. And we sitting still for it, I promise you. See, this is why you need a black like me to tell those Negroes where to go, where to stick it. I will tell Richardson, like I will tell IMS, like I will tell any other engineering company out there, Wagner, Hemphill, or whoever. You can make a profit. You ain't making no killing. That's what they just made on the Richardson contract. They made a killing on the water meter upgrade contract. All while calling us, brother man, brother man, brother man, brother man. Let me holler at you a minute. And so I get all this flack from the donut heads and all these would-be black community organizers and all that. Man, I ain't studying y'all. I can read y'all to the ground. If everybody who said they love black folks actually love black folks, or better yet, if they would just stop loving black folks would be just fine. Poor folks would be just fine. There's three groups that are screwing over the poor and blacks in this community. Guilt-ridden white folks, set-aside Negroes, and these black-for-a-living folks. And you know what? Out of those three groups, you know what's unique about them? If the success of what they supposedly wanted required them to change, then success will never come. But if success requires everybody else just to do what they're told by them, they consider that their success. So it's capitalized, it's capitalism when it comes to the money and the profits, but it's socialism when it comes to the debt that got to be paid. Nah. I'm telling you, folks, I'll be one and done, but I will break this crap up at the door. I promise you. This predatory set aside affirmative action crap ends day one. If you got the right stuff, you don't need DEI. If you ain't got the right of stuff, DEI ain't going to help you. We're not playing. You know what? We can't afford to play it, even if we wanted to. You broke the system with your crap. So don't get mad if the system can't continue on the way you've been running it. So if you can't stand pain, don't vote for me. Because I promise you, I'm breaking it up at the door. The citizens of Jackson are going to get a break. But as I told you, guilt-ridden whites, set aside Negroes, and the black for a living folks, those are the ones that's holding Jackson back. Because none of one of those three groups will change. They want everybody else to change. Because they have their deeply held beliefs. I got a deeply held belief, too. I want clean water. I want the traffic lights to work. I want the streets to be repaired. And I want good government. And you telling me I can't have that because I got to bow down at the altar of your foolishness? Then well, let's step out in the parking lot. Let's do what we got to do. Let's take a break. All right, folks, we're back. And it is Tuesday. Many of you out there, you've been wanting to keep your automobile. You say, you know what? I can get some more miles out. And the cars are lasting a lot longer, particularly if you take good care of them. Mayo Auto Clinic down there in Raymond, Mississippi, would like to remind you that they can do that for you. That's right, folks. Troubleshooting is what they do best. So if you got a car you want to keep and you're kind of on the line, you hadn't been able to get the problems resolved, or there's one little thing that you want to keep it, but then again, well, take it to Mayo. Let the good guys over there take a good look at it. Go to MayoAutoClinicMS.com. Schedule time for them to drop the car off. Let them take a good look at it. Troubleshooting is what they do best. Diesel, engine repair also, and programming, that's what they do. And they work on all makes and models. They understand engines. And they have the latest technology when it comes to the computer systems to go online to check out exactly what's going on with your stuff, your particular brand. So, again, it's the big shop that could. Excuse me, it's the little shop that could. It does all the things the big shop does. They just do it with their hometown flavor. So check it out today. MayoAutoClinicMS.com. You heard of Mayo Health Clinic? Mayo Auto Clinic for your car. Check it out today. All right, folks. That's MayoAutoClinicMS.com. Excuse me. And I was on that rant there just for the purposes. I was down at the Hinds County Board of Supervisors meeting today and just watching the going on. It was pretty tame. I was really impressed with the county engineer. What was his name? Dion something another. I can't think of his last name. Brother was on top of his game, knows where the money is, knows how to put it out there. He's trying to navigate between the five districts and everything like that. Folks, there are some people who operate with a spirit of excellence. And we just got to give them the cover. I'm telling you, we got too many politicians who think it's their job to go in there and make taking money under the table and doing all these things that prevent us from getting good government as their only goal. Bruh, folks, we need to go in a different direction. I'm serious. But I really was impressed with the young man, and I'll talk more about it on the other side. But the bottom line is that why can't I get, and why can't we have here in Jackson, a group of people, particularly a group of blacks, who want to have a city that operates in the black? Why we got to be like New Orleans or Atlanta or Memphis, all these other failed cities? Why can't we just go in a different direction? Because black Democrats want us to fail. I'm not going to be found wrong about that. I won't back down, and I challenge anyone to come in here, prove me wrong. We'll be right back.
Everybody,
All right, folks, we're back. And it is what? Tuesday. Glad to be back here in the studios again today. Folks, this is your host. Who? It's Radio Strongman. It's Kim Wade, who's coming to you live from WYAB 103.9 FM. Boy, during the show, I constantly get text messages from Donut Head. He is one of my more faithful listeners. He's on point. He's on in front of his radio at 3:45 every day in anticipation of the 4 o'clock hour. He's dedicated. He's not the brightest bulb in the box, but he's one of my more faithful listeners. He's wrong as apartheid on most of the things that he talks about, but he tries to keep up. I try to educate the boy, but he sends me all sorts of just insane stuff. I won't even repeat what he just said. But anyway, in the last hour, we were talking about the Hinds County Board of Supervisors. I went down there for the meeting today. And, you know, I was listening to the, I guess, the Public Works Director, Engineer, whatever the guy, Dion. What was his last name? I got it on my phone. Anyway, they were talking about, you know, each supervisor is talking about the work that need to be done in their area. And I'd imagine the same thing would be said if we were talking city council. And what was clear to me, so much of what needs, so much of the work that needs to be done in this county and in this city and just overall in America, it's just some plain old labor. I mean, you don't need a special degree. You don't need a contract or, you know, a government program. You just need. That's what Minister Farrakhan said during the baccalaureate. That's what made me join the. He said, there is no unemployment problem in the black community. He said, there's an attitude problem. That's what we have in Jackson and Hinds County. We got an attitude problem. And as the supervisors would talk about some of the needs in their areas, flooding, et cetera, he said, you know, well, this ditch, this creek over here needs to be cleaned. This needs to be cleaned. He said, just basically cutting down all the stuff that's growed up in the creek bed. Folks, that's just plain old labor. And then I think about all the money we're paying every day, every week, every month, every year to keep people from going hungry, from going homeless and everything. And we can't get any help from anybody. And you know who's paying? And the flooding that the people are complaining about, these people are taxpayers. These are homeowners. These are people who went out and worked their whole life, try to put a roof over their head, to pay their home off before they retired. And they're just trying to preserve what they got. And they can't get relief. But the people who decided to just chuck it all away, drop out of society, they want to eat every damn day. So when I left the Board of Supervisors, I'm riding down through downtown Jackson, and I'm looking at all these people who just finished lunch over at the local food banks and stew pops and all that, and they're headed back downtown with their bags in their hands and things. Folks, look, this is my position. We have to have a pecking order. Okay? Now, we can't have these creek beds that need to be cleaned out, and all we need is some labor, and we're steadily feeding grown men and women, particularly grown men, and we ain't asking them nothing, ain't asking anything of them. That's unacceptable to me. We're going to have to find another way. Either we're going to stop feeding them all together and let them figure it out on their own, or they're going to volunteer to do something. But that goes back to what remember I was telling you about those three groups? The guilt-ridden whites, the set-aside Negroes, and the black for living Negroes. Interspersed in all three of those are people from the compassion industry. These are people whose heart bleeds for their fellow man. And the Lord has called them to go minister to the poor and the downtrodden. God bless them for doing that. But we're going to have a pecking order how we're doing this. So after you get done fulfilling your commission of feeding the poor and the hungry, they walk right out your door and go down there and disrupt the ability of the people who provide you with your donations. Their ability to make an eight-hour day, whether they're an employee or an owner trying to make a profit out of an eight-hour day. And we can't get you to bend, fold, yield, compromise on anything. And I'm just saying, make it make sense. So this is why I'm saying I will be the asshole, excuse my language, who will come in there and piss off the folks who are in the compassion industry, the set-aside folks, the guilt-ridden whites, and the black-for-a-living folks. So the people who go to work every day, who put one foot in front of the other, who are the business owners, who are the dream makers, or who are the hustlers and the grinders, can continue to grow. Because you know what? That last group I just mentioned, the grinders, the hustlers, the business owners, the homeowners, they don't have anything to apologize about. They've given you everything you ask for to do everything that you need in pursuit of your commission that God has given you to feed the poor. Or we're asking, hey, man, could you help me readjust this load you got me carrying on behalf of your dream and compassion so I can better carry this load to help supply you with what you need? And you telling me, nah, I can't do nothing. I don't see how I can help you. I'm too busy doing me. Oh, no, no, no. See, this is why I said we're going to have some adult conversations. I heard somebody on YouTube made an excellent point. Most of us are one serious conversation away from getting our crap together. When I say one serious conversation, somebody needs to just sit down and tell you about yourself. Tell me about myself and be done with it. Let us get mad, fall down on the ground, kick ball and squall and call you an SOB. And then when we get done, we realize we really gonna have to do that. Just like you folks out with that sugar and diabetes. You're 50 years old. You done ate like you wanted to eat all your life. So now they tell you, you got sugar. You gonna have, I ain't cutting back. I've been eating all this all my life. It ain't, okay. All right. And then when you fall out, you're looking crazy, stroke out, and you realize you got to make some changes. That's all we're going to do here in the city of Jackson. We're going to make some changes. I know people say, well, Kim, what kind of qualifications do you have? I don't have any qualifications other than I'm not going to do the stupid stuff that's being done. That garbage contract, that wasn't something that was pressing on the hearts and minds of Jacksonians or pressing on the city council to do something about. It was just where a group of predatory set-aside Negroes and their lawyers decided they can screw over their fellow citizens, many who were black, and did it. They didn't have any chill, they didn't have any restraints, and they have no oversight. And they're doing with the blessings of this government. Because it ain't hard to track who's taking money, who's getting money under the table. You know what kind of salary they get. The IRS knows how to do that. They know how to know, wait a minute, you making this much money and you doing this and doing this and doing that? They don't want to know. So if we don't have any self-restraint, any self-governance, we get what we get. I'm sorry, we got Nate on the line all the way from D.C. What's up, my friend? I'm sorry, I didn't see you there.
Hey there, Mr. Wayne, how's it going?
All is well, brother. What's going on with you?
You know, I had a thought that I wanted to share with you. And I thought it would be good for other blacks to hear it. And it was about segregation. You know, when they kicked Trump off to all those internet platforms, Facebook, WhatsApp, Instagram, whatever, Trump could have sat around and done nothing. And then they offered him the opportunity to come back on Twitter. I don't know if you remember that, Mr. Wade.
Mm-hmm.
But he refused. He stayed busy building his own thing. Mm. And today he's richer now with them kicking him out of the platform, off the platform, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's richer today from them segregating themselves from him. And I thought it just was kind of a point in that, like, all is not lost when you're kicked out of a system or institution.
That's right.
If you got a felony and you say you can't get regular jobs. Mm. All is not lost. And I think that's what killed these liberals most about Trump. Well, they thought they had him with the $400 million.
Right.
But then today he's worth probably much more than he was yesterday.
That's right.
And if you notice what he said when he said that he had that $400 million, he mentioned that he got it through his own hard work.
That's right.
And intellect.
Or in the words of Fannie Willis, through her, what she say, blood, sweat, and tears.
But everybody seen him build here.
That's right.
Right. And the liberals, you know, it really must pain them. And I think it's so terrible for the blacks that they could look at him and find something to build off of. Right. But they rather tear him down instead. I think he's the greatest white man in my life. That's the way I will say that. He might be the greatest man in my life, you know, in terms of overcoming all these difficulties.
That's right. That's right.
I don't think many men could stand up to this.
Bro, look, I promise I would have punched somebody's lights out a long time ago. Having to take this day in and day out, like Letitia James and Biden, everybody, oh, you broke, yeah, all that kind of stuff. The average, you know what? The average black man would have shot him. They would have shot somebody about that. They would have sprayed the whole White House up.
They might would have missed, but they'd have shot at him for sure.
Yep.
Hey, this way, you know, I was reading in some of those documents that, you know, he had a Trump hotel here in D.C.
Right.
And he sold the hotel, and they were talking about how much was divvied up. And it was $125 million, I think, to Trump.
Right.
And it was either $1 or $4 million to his, you know, his children, Eric, Don, and Ivanka. And I said, man, you know, this is just, again, it's just an example of how you lay a foundation that will be there for years and years. You know, how many fathers walking today can say they earn $1 million for their children? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's
right.
A hell of an accomplishment. You know, I think we ought to look back on this and learn from it.
That's right. You know, despite his imperfection, as all parents, all men and women, individuals all have, in the overall scheme of things, by the measurements that we measure men and women, this guy's extraordinary. Whether you use a black measurement or a white, I'm sorry.
No drinking. Hey, how many blacks look up to Puffy before yesterday?
Right.
The blacks looked up to Puffy more than Trump.
That's right.
And Trump doesn't do any drugs. He doesn't drink.
Mm-hmm.
Just honest and hardworking, you know?
That's right.
And I think it's intangible. More people, more men in particular, need in this country.
Look, he could be his own book of profile and courage. You know, generally they just add a chapter to the book of some individual who's done something extraordinary. This guy has his own profile and courage book. Say what you will, the man. It was the reason why people, why Muhammad Ali was so endeared, was the fact that he got in the ring. He withstood his opposition despite what they threw at him. Folks, they had to lie on the man. Yeah, he got 91 charges. Yeah, 91 bogus charges. The man was being, if they could have lynched him on the public square, they would have done that.
Well, one thing they can't lie about anymore, Mr. Wade, they got to acknowledge now that he got that money to say that. They got to acknowledge that, right?
He's papered up.
They can't say they're real when he's done this and that. The numbers are real.
It's real money. And you know, the thing about it, what Donald Trump has showed us, what he has displayed with his life, living it out loud in front of us in Technicolor on 24-hour news channel. What we see, what I see in Donald Trump is what our founding fathers did as we view them in retrospect, as they navigated fighting the greatest empire in the world at that time, the British Empire, not knowing how tomorrow was going to turn out, but walking in faith that God would be faithful. Man, that inspires me. Not the drug he is, not the black for a living crap. Like I said before, I roll with Farrakhan. I know at the end of the day, Farrakhan looking out for himself. Just like Kim is looking out for, I'm looking out for myself. But I ain't hustling off nobody. I ain't grifting or grinding. And see, that's what Donald Trump, and all Donald Trump has tried to do since he's been on the public stage, particularly as a politician, I want others to have the opportunities that I have. Whether or not they take them, I want those opportunities to be there. And black folks fought this man at every turn. I don't like that. I like a man who grinds, hustles, and get his. He does what men do.
Yeah. You know, Mr. Wade, I leave with this. You know, after Mitt Romney lost to Obama, you know, Trump was talking about how he came up with Make America Great Again. And it was after Romney lost to Obama that he came up with that phrase. And I really thought about that. Like, instead of being angry or blaming somebody else, he came up, he went to the lab, he came up with the game plan that eventually propelled him to the White House. And that is what I think a lot of blacks should do. Instead of being angry, go back in the lab, figure out what you can do to win. And that's how we got the slogan, Make America Great Again.
Amen.
And that's how we have Truth Social and, you know, all the other things that probably, you know, his, you know, accomplishment. It's just that ability to keep on fighting.
That's right. It's called being a man. A full-grown man. Brother, look, we appreciate those comments. Thank you for bringing up that topic. I appreciate you. We'll be right back.
All right, Ms. Wade. All right.
All right, folks, we're back. Hey, I want to remind you, State Farm agent extraordinaire, my friend and agent, John Dorsa. Folks, John can help you if you need a quote for homeowners, renters, or auto insurance. Give him a call. 601-790. They're located in Ridgeland, Mississippi, on Highway 51 North, right next to the McDonald's and Vinyl Plus. So stop by there. As a matter of fact, if you headed to McDonald's, by the time you go through the drive through, they can have you taken care of with the information you need. Crack staff he has, they go all out for you. 601-790-2600. And let's go to Sylvia. I appreciate Nathan bringing that up. Folks, Donald J. Trump, I don't care. Look. Keep defying him. I mean, keep doubting him. Same thing about I tell you about doubting the radio strongman. When I say write it in blood, it's going to happen, Hoss. See, favor isn't fair. You people are using the wrong measuring tools against Donald J. Trump. You're going to come up short every time. And Barbara Mike, my friend, you notice his battery running low. Look, we got Sylvia on the line. Sylvia, we got your boy coming behind you, Snowball. And you know Green Eyes might come back at any minute, so we're going to have to hurry up, you know, so Snoop William can get in there before he gets slapped.
You know what, Kim?
Yeah.
I'm mad at you. You know why I'm mad at you?
Because I don't have any Tom's Fried Pie to feed you.
No, it's just that you are picking on me about diabetes. I know that I can't have as much like I used to eat and stuff. And yes, I know because I ate poorly, I ended up with diabetes. But I will say I had fun. I did have fun eating what I wanted to eat.
You could tell.
You can't tell now. I told you I'm 74 pounds lighter than what I was.
Well, like Fred Sanford said, all you got to do is look behind you. They're on 72 pounds.
Well, no, I'm not going to get that back. And I was just wondering, did you talk to my doctor today? Because I talked to my doctor today and went to go see her about the diabetes and other things that are going on with, like, high blood pressure and cholesterol and all the stuff that goes along with just not doing things the right way for a long period of time. But you were picking on me, and I just wanted you to know that that wasn't fair for you to pick on me.
Well, you're making great progress. I had to tip my hat to you because for a while there, I said, I'm sucking my teeth, boy. This girl here, she pretty hard-headed. Don't look like she's going to be able to pull this off. And then you pulled it all together. You got your wake-up call, and now you slim down just
yes,
a matter of time.
Yes, I did get a wake-up call, most definitely. And I'm walking an hour every day, and Lord willing, it will continue to do that. And I am watching what I'm eating, and I've cut out a lot of stuff, but I'm not cutting out Tom's Fried Pie. Wait. I just won't go as often as I did before, but I'm not cutting them out because his pies are to die for, literally.
Well.
They're that good. Well, that was all I wanted to say and let you know that I was mad at you for picking on me, but I forgive you. Well. I know why you were picking on me. And hopefully, Lord willing, I'll continue to do well and get all the rest of this weight off.
Here's the deal. The reason why I do this, because, one, I got to keep your head from getting big, because by July, you'd be walking around with some Daisy Dukes on, and we don't need that up in Madison County.
Oh, no, not over no Daisy Dukes. Oh, no.
Yeah, they'd be all hyped up.
My family calls me a prude. They call me a prude, yeah, so yeah. You won't be walking around no Daisy Dukes. No. I still have to buy new clothes now, and I'm just saying I hate shopping for clothes and stuff like that. I'm not one of these females that like going to the stores and the mall and this, that, and the other. But my clothes are already too big on me, and I'm going to have to replace them, but I'm not looking forward to doing it. Well, not at all, but I'll just wait until I get to a certain spot, and then I'll just go ahead and get it. But right now,
well, look, Donut Head, listen, Donut Head is single, and I think I can put you with Donut Head.
Who is Donut Head? You always call Donut Head, and I keep forgetting.
Yeah, that's my friend Rod. He's a good guy. He's a hard worker when he works. Now his back has gone out. He's like that old mule. He ain't got many miles left on him, but he all right for companionship. If you just need somebody to sit there and, you know, spit watermelon seeds on the porch with, he's your huckleberry.
Nah, my heart belongs to somebody else already. Nah, not interested in Donut Head.
I hate that for Donut Head.
Especially since you talk about him so badly, about how, and if he is not a conservative, a common sense conservative Republican, and a born again Christian, then I don't want to be bothered with him.
But
that's okay.
He got a whole head.
My heart belongs to somebody else now.
He's got a whole head full of teeth.
That's all I wanted to say. You have a good evening. Bye.
Bye. All right, folks. Let's get Snowball in here before Green Eyes get back there and elbow him in the throat. Hey, bro. What's up, brother?
Hey, man. I appreciate you taking my call, man. Look, you need to start going and getting me on where I can listen to your fine program. I like to listen to the calls. Or
that is very white of you, Snowball.
Ask your engineers, you know, to develop a way to where we can listen in while we waiting online, so we can chime in. We might want to chime in on some other topics.
Oh, you're right. Thank you for that suggestion, Snowball. Man, your white characteristics are shining through today. Thank you.
Look here, man. Look here. I want to get some clarity.
Boy, Green Eyes has really got you in gear. Man, you're just more polite now. You got a good attitude. You got less teeth now, man. But that's good.
Well, I'm going to tell you, man. Man, it's some stuff out there called L.A. Confidential and some Fruity Pebbles, man. Mix that with some dab, boy, it'll make you feel good. But I want some clarification. First of all, I want to tell that fellow that called here and said what black folks should do.
Nathan.
The only reason 45 won is because he ran against a woman. And if he'd ran against Joe Biden, he would have lost then. Sure. But that's sure. In the past.
It is.
This is what I want to know. This is the clarification I want you to give me. What did 45 mean yesterday morning? You know, after he was begging, so you know, he said he had like $12 billion because he wanted to have more than Oprah when he said that. I know he didn't have $1 billion in.
He said he got a half billion in cash, five tens and twenties.
He's probably playing with about $250 million in reality. But he went to the courts and said he was broke. If you have $12 billion, you should have at least $450 million liquid.
Really? Says
anyway,
who?
No,
says who? You?
We're not going to have a 50.
What you got liquid? I ain't talking about what's in your depends. What you got liquid?
This is what I want to know. What did he mean? 45 mean yesterday when he said he was going to put crime back into the justice system.
Oh, that means he getting even, brother.
He going to put crime back into the
That's justice. Right, he getting even.
Okay.
No more Mr. Nice Guy.
Then he said you can't have an election during a political season.
He said that.
What do you mean by that?
Snowball.
Asking a question.
What interview was this? Because I heard that.
I'm trying to get some clarification.
Sir. He didn't say any of the things
you
just said.
Clarification.
I know.
He did say that. See, when you watch real news.
Oh.
See, the internet.
So what were you watching?
The internet is
what
amazing.
Channel were you watching, Snowball?
See, watch this. The internet is amazing. It's so amazing. You can watch whatever you want to watch. But you can actually hear this buffoonery. this asinine statements that comes out of his mouth as it comes out of his mouth.
Well, why didn't the Mockingbird media repeat?
You know, if you tune out of Fox News and whatever that mess y'all be watching, yeah, you can actually hear this foolishness that comes out of his mouth.
Sir.
So I just want to get a little clarification from you.
Well, you're going to get some clarification right now, and I got White Boy Bob on the line. Bobcat.
No, Bob, let me ask you a question. When Chuck Schumer and all that was talking about election interference and what have you, what did he mean by election interference? I mean, he misspoke. He didn't say an election. He didn't mean
Bobcat,
to say an
Bobcat,
election
Bobcat,
during
Bobcat,
the political
Bobcat,
season.
Bobcat.
He meant
Bobcat.
A prosecution. He said Joe Biden can't brush
Chuck
his
Schumer's not a president. He didn't run
out
for president.
His mouth falling on the bathroom.
He didn't run to be a president. He's not a president. He's just a congressman. Chuck Schumer is a congressman, right? He's not
no,
a president.
He's a senator.
He's not a president, and he didn't just do this.
Sir, you are hearing things.
Look, dude. People misspeak all the time. But, I mean.
I'm ready for you, Bobcat. Shoot it at me.
You
I'm
are ready,
ready for you
for
today.
Jack.
I'm ready for you today. He's the smartest
lawyer. You're on that Adderall,
I
bro.
I even have on y'all side. He's smarter than any lawyer that 45 them hired and ever will hire. He's one of the smartest guys there in Congress. What you talking about?
Chuck Schumer.
Snowball. And you're one of our smartest listeners.
But Chuck Schumer
you
is
are extraordinary.
Lawyer. You need to do your homework.
You're exemplary.
You need to do your homework.
You are Mensa.
You ain't ready for me, man.
You're Mensa material, sir.
Y'all go play in practice.
Your intellect is so towering. Oh, my God, I can't stand it. We got to go. Bye. All right, folks, we're back. And it is Tuesday. Snowball's calling in here. He must have been on Adderall. He was one happy camper. I tell you what, that old Green Eyes is making a better man out of that fool. He's talking better. He's putting some speck on my name. And but here's the deal. I've watched the press conferences, and I didn't see that. And you know what the news media, if Trump had done that, they would have done it just like they did the bloodbath thing. So the bottom line is, y'all can't fade this man. You can't fade him. You can't touch this. But anyway, hey, that's what you get. But I would caution all you folks who abandoned Trump in 2020 because of his behavior, or you say, you know what? There's no substitute for a man being a man. You're seeing it right out in front of your eyes right now. Any of y'all doubt me when I've been saying that? Look at Trump. And I would remind you, for those who may have forgotten, his pastor, growing up, his family pastor, was Norman Vincent Peale. And you know what? It's hard to get his materials. I go online looking for, there was a couple of tapes that I really liked. But it's the power of positive thinking. Along with a relationship with Christ. I keep telling y'all, this is what I've discerned in my life. Perfection is not what God is requiring. It's what we strive for. That's not what he's requiring. We saw that with David. We saw that with other men and women, imperfect men and women in the Bible that God used. But we get all hung up in the minutia, in the stuff, in the works. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with striving to be better and to do better. But being available. Because we all go through those periods in our life, those times during the day, those moments and seconds, where it's the decision to do what is right. That we know that from the right and wrong is written on our hearts. And then we don't do it. And then all the ensuing consequences from failing. Trump has put his faith in something other than himself, even though he believes in his ability that God has given. And that's what our founding fathers, what was so unique about what they distilled into those documents that became our Constitution and all the other associate documents. was the fact that they acknowledged this omnipotence of God. And then had consecrated this nation to acknowledging and honoring God. Those simple acts there, those simple acts gave us 200 something years of prosperity. Caused this generation, this America, to advance human civilization 5,000 years in just 250 years. It's called favor. And all these black folks, you know, I was talking about, you know, the whole candidacy for running, and a friend said, well, you know, you really got to make connection with the churches, with the black churches in particular. And I know the role the black church plays, but the black church is the tent pole of the Democrat Party. Y'all don't see that connection? The Democrat Party is ushering in all this evil in our society. Everything God says don't do, they're doing with gusto. So if the black church is their tent pole, they can't be waving the bloodstained banner with any fervor. My thoughts are it's just going to be an up or down vote. Either you're for the ideals presented or you're not. And you can say I'm voting against me. That's fine. But this ain't about me. This ain't about a personality. This is about right or wrong. And you can't get that, and you can't grasp that, you can't see that, that if the new hopes and the new horizons and the new Jerusalems all support one party, and then all their members are living in, let's just say, below the grade. Minister Farrakhan said that in one of his speeches. He said, look, it ain't complicated. If your leadership living up here and you living down there, they ain't telling you everything. Hello? That's why at the end of the day, they try to get you to hate, dislike, discredit white people, the founders, business people, godly people. And as Nathan pointed out, they tell you to hate Trump, but you think Diddy's okay. Because you're a corner cutter. Excuse me. And it's not going to hold you in good stead. You're going to come to a ruinous end. And it wasn't like you weren't told. You knew that. And so I'm going to do what Trump, like I told you, I'm ride or die Trump. Whether I'm in a debate, doesn't make a difference. I'm ride or die Trump. I am conservative. Republican, I vote Republican because that's the lily pad that's going to get me closer to the things that are the right thing to do. And Lord knows, the Greg Harpers, the Michael Guests, the Benny Thompsons of the world have showed me Republican Party is just a hustle. No different than a Democrat Party. But because I know right from wrong, I got to do right or wrong, whether they do it or not. Got to hold up a standard. Let's go to Chris. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Tim. Nah, I understand that, but there you go again, man. Because Diddy and you know what I'm saying? Diddy and Trump, basically the same thing with different names.
Really?
The only difference is this. Trump declared himself a Republican so he can run to president and win. Did it still what he is. And what they're doing, that's their business. I don't care about neither one of them. Quite frankly, I mean, I call that rich people problem. Just like Joel Ernstein and the other dude out there in Hollywood, that's what they do. No different than R. Kelly and the rest of them.
Well, why you got to vote for him?
The politician, huh?
Why you got to vote for him?
Vote for who?
And support those people. You won't support Trump, but you'll support all those other folks. You support Diddy. You drink that Ciroc, bro. Come on, man.
Come on, man. Today y'all go again. Y'all already suing people voting and stuff like this. I vote for Chad Wright. Do that make me be a worse guy? Well, I forgot. Well, y'all don't like Chad Wright now? And he's going out to Brett Farm. Now y'all don't like Chad?
It's Chad, but did you vote for Donald Trump? Did you vote for Donald Trump?
Not the last time. I ain't think he's going
to
lose.
You're going to hell, Chris.
I didn't vote for him the first time.
Chris, you're going to hell, sir.
I did not vote for Obama, so what that mean?
Well, you might get a pass. They might grade you on a curve. Because you had some sense back then, if you're telling the truth, because you are a Democrat, so you could very well be lying to me.
I'm not going to vote for a Democrat. I vote for the person I vote for somebody who's going to do what I say.
So why didn't you vote for Trump? Why didn't you vote for Trump the last time, sir?
I vote for Trump because he said he's going to do something about the IRS, and he didn't do it. He said he's going to make the IRS, he said he's going to dissolve the IRS, then make it smaller, then. Then it got bigger.
Sir.
Well,
listen. Can I ask something of you? Because Google is your friend, okay?
I know Google's my friend.
Okay, Google is your friend. Why don't you just take time to study how the government works and then go back and tell the politicians, this is what I like for you to try to do within your powers? Because
he's the one that said that, though, man.
I know, Chris, but if he had said that, hey, Chris, I'm going to take you to the moon when I become president, and he doesn't do it, you'll be upset. Chris, you know he wasn't going to take you to the moon.
But hey, like he said, going to be
Chris, listen. This might upset you, but I'm going to ask you to grow a pair, okay?
Okay.
Okay, grow a pair. Be a man.
Hey, put it like this, though. You tell me to grow, how about this? Instead of talking about, I know why you're talking about Trump, because that moves your numbers. That's new, your ratings. That's
what, man, we love Trump over here. This is a Trump zone, bro.
Yeah, but the thing is, what y'all gonna do if he loses?
It's gonna be a sad day. America's gone down the tubes, brother. We gone. America's gone.
Oh, okay. Like I say, what the plan B if he loses besides saying America's gone? What's the plan B?
Here's the plan. God said that he would provide our daily needs even in the midst of a second Biden administration. But now, the world that you know is gonna collapse. Because Biden don't like Negroes. You know that, don't you? He's never liked black people.
Democrats and Republicans don't like black people.
No. Biden. Biden.
I don't care about Biden. I can keep saying that. What part is that?
Chris.
I don't care about neither part is that you don't got yet. Chris. I don't care about neither one.
Chris. You wouldn't
to me, they're the same with different names. I keep saying that, but you keep telling me you got to vote either or.
No, Chris. You are going to vote for a Democrat, bro.
I'm not gonna whoop over him. You say so. See, that's.
Well, why did you vote? Why did you vote for Shad? Why did you vote for Shad Wright?
How are you gonna love a mayor, but you gonna tell people who they're gonna vote for?
I'm not telling anybody. I'm telling you how you gonna vote for president, sir.
And I'm telling you that I'm not. So that's what I'm saying. You tell me who I'm gonna vote for. How are you gonna vote for mayor? Chris. You tell people they're gonna vote because you assume what you assume about.
Chris,
you.
Because I heard you flake out over the years. You came in like you were independent, and the more you talk, that's You don't have the courage of your conviction, sir. You get around a group of folks who are all Biden folks, and you're going
to
be all Biden.
You play catchy debates to get ratings on your radio station.
I got to go. I got to go.
You don't tell the truth.
Yeah, got to go. Bye. All right. Folks. Here's the deal, and I love Chris because I just love his spirit, man. But here's the deal. From what I've looked at almost 7 decades of life, and that is, if we had all these independent thinkers, if we had all these I vote for the man and not the party, folks, our community wouldn't be like this. Somebody's not telling the truth. I just called out for what it is. If I was a betting man putting my lunch money on it, I would bet Chris is going to be a Democrat. He's going to vote Democrat. Just how it is, bro. I wish it wasn't like that. We're going to take a break. We're back in 22 hours. Who loves you? Radio Strongman.
Now, you won't know what I'm thinking. The mayor got to stop smoking that dope. The mayor must stop smoking that dope. It's running him crazy.